I believe it's finished, great mate.
That's quite long, that track.
And welcome. Welcome back again, Paul.
Yet another stint.
Another stint with me.
Sounds like a chore, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, this is a great pleasure. Heading toward the unknown region with me, Chris Bent, and my friend Paul Welton, who has dropped by once again to try and fox me with unknown vinyl and lengthy pieces, and that was Roy Harper.
Yeah, from the album HQ, which had When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. I think that was his famous track on it.
Which I think we played last time with you here, or perhaps it was the time before. Anyway, we have played that recently. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And now one of your singles is Earth and Fire. Tell us about it. We're going to play a different Earth and Fire track first of all.
Yeah, this is the single version of Love of Life, and apparently it's unique in that all the versions that you get on CDs and compilations, and even on an album track, I'm not sure it is on an album, isn't it?
World of the Future.
Right, Chris has just checked that, and all the other copies, the song fades down at the end.
Yeah.
But this particular single has got a different ending, so we're going to play that for any Earth and Fire fans who might
listen carefully, or you might miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is another single of theirs, first of all, called Invitation.
I feel so good. I got an invitation. Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
You were right, Paul.
Different ending.
A different ending on the single only on Polydor. Was that Polydor UK?
UK, yeah.
I'm going to say hi to Chris Martin, ace arch fan of Earth and Fire. Chris, you must have that, surely. And we also heard Invitation from Earth and Fire. We might as well play one more Earth and Fire track. I didn't know they ever sang a song in the Dutch language. Can you read this track 14 at all, Paul?
Probably not, but let's have a bash. Oh, God, I'm not great on Dutch at any time. De Zuid. I can't even pronounce anything at that.
And we don't want to offend our friends in the Netherlands, so suffice to say.
Not great Dutch speakers, no. Safe to say.
I do know one word, lekker. Lekker, lekker. That means nice, good, great.
Good, yeah.
And so let's play track 14 from Earth and Fire, the first five, and this is the bonus CD number 6, the non-album singles and more. And this is the more track, Die Tij Zeknitz.
Well done.
Perhaps.
Well done.
Oh, werd het toch nog waar. Wat vroeger tegen later zei, toen het ging over jou en mij. Daar stonden wij, in het hart van de zomer, bij het water waar we hoorden. Je klaagde vaak over het weer, waarom voor jou voortaan geen blauw, geen wolken meer.
Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
As I stand here in this wonderland, I see you flying, fleeing from the burning rain. Racing mind.
what we were just listening to, Paul.
That was that was Clear Light, which was produced by Paul Rothschild, who did the Doors' early albums. It's from the same time period, the same label indeed, on Elektra Records. And that was Night Sounds Loud. It was very psychedelic. I thought that was very good, that track.
Yes, we were caught out there.
You were nearly
caught. Let's be honest.
You were trying desperately to put a CD in that weren't quite going to play.
No, because you'd brought a Fat Mattress single along called Magic Forest.
Yeah.
We've only having one turntable.
You thought, I've got that on CD, so yes. I'll quickly find it.
So I hope this is it.
Take a look around you and you see just where you are. The beauty will astound you that's around you and so far away. The magic forest. If the veils of darkness in which you choose to hide, come into the light, babe. Toadstools flying in the air. When you catch the flavor, then you know that you are there. Right in the forest where everybody goes. Magic forest that everybody knows. You can laugh, you can sing, you can jump, you can jump on it. Anything you want to do, you can do when you're there.
Certainly sounds as though we're going to have a fab, groovy time in the Magic Forest, Paul.
I think they're enjoying themselves, weren't they?
Fat Mattress, and I guess some people might not know or may have forgotten that Fat Mattress was Noel Redding of Jimi Hendrix
yeah,
experience. Yeah. So that's why Fat Mattress, probably why they existed, because they had somebody relatively famous
at the time,
from the Hendrix experience. And you got a really a sublime tune now, I think, Paul.
Yeah, well, I love the work of Leslie Duncan. I thought she was a lovely songstress, and she started as a backing singer for Dusty Springfield in the 60s. She produced some really good songs, including Love Song, which was covered by Elton John and Olivia Newton-John, anyone with the name John, I think. But, you know, she's really done some good songs. This is a song that was released in about 1970, and it was re-promoted in about 10 years later. But this is Sing, Children, Sing.
Mm-hmm. you feel at times you just can't win. Sing, sing, children, sing. That you give is known, so don't give in. Sing, sing, children, sing. Sing of the true way. Sing of the time. Show them the new way. Let your light shine. You light the fire, must surely burn. Turn, turn, children, turn. From the ones who see but will not learn. Turn, turn, children, turn. Turn from the darkness. Doesn't stand, must fall. Call, call, children, call. And he who finds himself then finds us all. Call, call, children, call.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
If it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium. If it's Wednesday, this must be Rome. If it's Thursday, this must be Montreal. I fear I never wanna go home. If this is London, why ain't it raining? The sun is shining on St. Paul's Dome. If this is real, then I must be dreaming. Can't wait to tell the folks back home. Can't wait to tell the folks back home.
You're listening to me, Chris B, Chris Bent, heading toward the unknown region with Paul Welton, who's dropped by the studio for the umpteenth time.
I think everybody's sick and tired of me.
You're a bit like a bus. We don't see one for two or three years.
And two come along at once.
And then you've been here, what? This must be 8 consecutive weeks.
Done well.
Yes.
The time I went home,
yep,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. So the next time will be about December time, no
something
doubt,
like
Paul.
That, yeah. Christmas special.
Yeah. So after Leslie Duncan and Sing Children Sing, I'm just going to stop the turntable. We had Bujura, supposed to be Nederbeat. That's Netherlands, Dutch, not much beat to it, but
no,
not too bad.
It's getting there towards the end.
That was a new single released on the 19th of September 1969. And then that was Blue's Image.
Yeah, from about September 1970, so probably a year on from what Chris is doing at the moment.
We will encounter that disc.
You probably will.
In another year's time.
But I don't think you've ever heard it, have you, Chris?
No, I haven't.
No. I can vaguely remember Randy Archer playing that on R&I just before it closed down in 1970.
Yep.
So
Blues Image, Ride Captain Ride. And in case you didn't mention what the first track was, long, long ago, it was Roy Harper and The Game, parts 1 to 5. And lasted a close on sort of 10, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, quite a long track.
Heir Apparent, E-I-R-E, Heir Apparent, were produced by Jimi Hendrix, going back to the connection with Fat Mattress and Noel Redding. This track is called Mr. Guy Fawkes. I played a version of this by another band as a new single 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, but this is the version by Heir Apparent.
Your mind and you clean. In the morning there's nothing left but the embers of a love grown cold, and the fire that was young is old.
Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Mr. Guy Fawkes, it was called. Air Apparent, and an epic, I think you might call that, Paul.
Yeah, it's quite complex, wasn't it?
Yeah, produced by Jimi Hendrix and suspected and
guitar
could well have
work.
Been
yeah,
Jimmy.
Certainly like his guitar and
some of that
some
could,
of track,
could have been
yeah.
Jimi Hendrix there, yeah. It's well, the hour has sailed by.
Is that the word you'd use?
Robert Wyatt, we've got a hit to play now.
Yes, this actually resulted in a Top of the Pops appearance. I can remember Robert on stage singing this. So
Robert Wyatt and a Monkees tune, no less.
Well, yeah, written by Neil Diamond, covered by the Monkees, or I think Neil Diamond ever recorded that. I'm sure he did.
Mm.
And then the Monkees had a hit with it, and Robert Wyatt gave it his own interpretation.
So just one more tune to play after this, great mate. What will it be?
Oh,
Believe in the power of music, Paul. Yes, heading toward the unknown region, we have been Paul and Chris.
We certainly have.
Almost sounds like that angling program, Paul and Bob.
Rowing boat.
Well, Paul's going to entertain you now while I try to line up the last track, which will be Machines by Manfred Mann from one of their EPs.
Yeah, this Manfred Mann released a whole series of EPs in the 60s. This is probably the least commercial EP that they released, or the title track from it, which is probably why we're playing it, being the way we are. So instead of Do Our Diddy Diddy and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we've got a track called Machines, which Chris is trying to... cue in. So yeah, this should be quite interesting. Anyway, it's been nice to be with you again, Chris, and I expect I'll be rumbling this way again,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You will be back,
I expect. So yes,
I think I've got this lined up.
Let's try.
Oh, just slightly. Yes, we can.
There we go.
Be seeing you.
Bye-bye. So I thought that was a bit picky and perky-ish.
it's been a long show. it's our John Peel moment.
Mm.
Right track, wrong speed.
I'm gonna be your bed, yeah. Oh yeah. Machines, we made them to serve us. We built them to serve us, but till the day I'm buried in my grave, yes, right until that day, I know I'll always be your slave, a slave, a slave, a slave to the machine,
machine.
They keep right on winning,
machines, machines.
They keep right on winning.
Well, I could have been tempted to say it was a triumph of man over machine, but the machines did get the better of us in the end, Paul. Where
I think they've defeated us
with the wrong speed.
You want me to say something? I've run out of words to say, Chris.
Yes.
Definitely time to go home.
Enough's enough.
Good night.
Goodbye and good riddance.